I'll be the therapy that you need, baby, right here at home. Get lost in my body and pretend that nothing is wrong.
Quasi-cerebral talk and tunes. Broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territories, this is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's your next hour of commentary and music.
But we just need one night off to apply that good pressure.
Thank you. for fear to firm. Boom, 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 boom. Driving down one. Bam, bam. Boom, 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 boom.
My name is Leslie, and you're tuned in to Typically Tuesdays here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Listen, you know what time of year it is. It's Listener Appreciation Week. And so this episode of Typically Tuesday is dedicated to you, dear listener. I'm going to wax philosophical a little bit before we get deep into the content today. What makes a radio show a radio show? Sure, it's aired on radio waves, and yes, to some extent, a degree of production and skill is involved in making the product an audio experience. But consider, you know, some other things about what makes a radio show a radio show, particularly a campus community radio show. Why does it exist? What purpose does it serve? And what goes on the other line, the other part of that line of communication? Consider actually that a radio show, particularly a campus community radio show, is actually a relationship between the person on the show, such as Jade and myself, and the person on the other side, you. You are what makes campus community radio radio, my dear listener, and without your listenership and support, CJSF, the platform on which Typically Tuesdays airs, would not exist. And so, as a byproduct of that, Typically Tuesdays would not exist. So, thank you for being a part of our equation. Thank you for being a part of the formula, the chemical reaction, the pot of stew in which the Powerpuff Girls were created from. You, my friend, you are Chemical X. You are what makes us radio. We are sugar, spice, and everything nice. Not always nice, but you are what makes the Powerpuff Girls in this analogy in which campus community radio is the Powerpuff Girls. You know what I mean? So thank you, and thank you. You rock. Hey, that's it. We are doing a mostly music episode of Typically Tuesdays. I'm splicing in a lot of stuff here. Lots of songs about friendship, about gratitude, about support and solidarity. And then lots of new music as well. So let's continue on with this playlist. Here's Alisa P's Inuktitut cover of Time After Time.
Sapotin ya kiro, taqi sugi. sitting by the shore with your hair down to your waist.
welcome back to Typically Tuesdays. You just heard Everblue by Cassidy Mann, new release from her. Before that, you heard The Midnight Trolley Bus by Bulat Okudzhava. My name is Leslie, and it is Listener Appreciation Week here on Typically Tuesdays on 90.1 FM. This is the time of year where us at 90.1 just like express our deep gratitude to you, the listener, because without you, we're like yelling into a void. and I laugh, but it's true. We would be shouting into a void. So it's cool that you're here with us, listening to our programs and engaging with our communities, because we strive to serve you. We appreciate your presence in our world, and you are the reason why we exist. Thank you so much. So, exciting news as well. Typically Tuesdays has gone overseas. We are international, baby! Why? Because we have a correspondent hanging out in the European mountainside. It's Jade. It's Jade. And here are some of his words for Listener Appreciation Week. Our dear listeners, thank you for sticking with TT through thick and thin. I hope that our discussions of chaotic gay lawyers and sad gay lawyers have brought a morsel of joy into your life. I would offer my gratitude in the form of a dance and a song, but alas, I'm on a pilgrimage. So in lieu of that, please accept my sincere thanks via proxy. And here's more from Jade. This next track is a selection by him. This is Unami by Nicola Ciccone. Enjoy!
On peut perdre son travail lorsqu'on a des ratés. On peut perdre son crédit lorsqu'on est endetté. On peut perdre sa mémoire, on peut perdre sa maison, perdre sa fougue et même perdre la raison. On peut perdre sa richesse sur un seul coup de dé. On peut perdre sa jeunesse comme on perd une clé. On peut perdre son courage dans le fond d'une bouteille, perdre ses rêves ou son âme, c'est pareil. Mais un ami, c'est pour la vie. Quand tout s'écroule, quand rien nous réussit, un vrai ami, malgré le froid, ça reste là. On peut perdre sa route à cause d'un faux détour, on peut perdre son cœur à cause d'un vieil amour. On peut perdre sa vie à vivre dans le passé, on perd même parfois le goût d'aimer. Mais un ami, c'est pour la vie. Quand tout s'écroule, quand rien nous réussit, un vrai ami, malgré le froid, ça reste là, ça reste là. Car un ami, c'est bien plus fort que tout, même plus fort que la mort. Un vieil ami, quand tout est gris, ça nous sourit. On peut perdre son honneur lorsqu'on est humilié. On peut perdre son calme lorsqu'on est bousculé. On peut perdre son temps à trop compter les heures. On perd tout lorsqu'on vit dans la peur. Mais un ami, c'est pour la vie. Quand tout s'écroule, quand rien nous réussit, un vrai ami, malgré le froid, ça reste là, ça reste là. Car un ami, c'est c'est bien plus fort que tout, même plus fort que la mort. Un vieil ami, quand tout est gris, ça nous sourit. Gardez vos amis.
振り返れば数え切れない。 そばに。